Ninth parak of our Kama, second Mishnah. Hagoyim behemah v'skina, avodim v'skina. A person who stole an animal and got old, or servants and they got old. Masham k'shasak zeila. The Tanakama holds that this is considered a shinei, a change, and therefore he keeps the old animal and old slave and pays the original price, the higher price. Meir says that even though by behemah getting old is a shinoi, an eved is hukash lekaka. It's like land, and land cannot be stolen. The halachas of gzeila and gneiva do not apply to it, and therefore he will never be coined it, and he gives it back as it is. Gozel matbeya v'nizdak. He stole a coin and got cracked. Peiris v'akiva, fruit and got rotten. Yain v'hichmitz, wine that turned into vinegar. Shalom shasak gzeila. This is also considered a shinoi, and he keeps what remains and pays back the original price. Matbeya v'nivzal. A matbeya that was taken out of use in this place, but it is used in other parts of the world. That's one explanation. That's the halacha, the explanation of the Mishnah. Then that is not considered a shinui, because it's considered still a coin. Truma v'nitmes, truma that became tmeya. Now it's worth a lot less because it can only be burnt. But even so, it's a hezek shein neker. It's not something externally recognizable. Chametz fell of a Pesach, or Chametz and Pesach, it stayed with the ganav over Pesach, and now it's also b'hanor, b'im of nevda b'aveira, an animal that was involved in aveira, was either worshipped as a vodizoro, or someone had relations with it, and now it is also. That's was a korban that got a mum. Or it's had to get the death penalty of being stoned. All these things, you know, the value of the behemoth right now has no value. Since it's the same animal, some change that is not externally recognizable happened to it, you could just return it.